So everybody's a prophet in some degree, either a false prophet or a true prophet, because you can't speak outside of God, you can't think outside of God. So you're either thinking in Christ or the Antichrist. So if you're speaking truth, if you're able to rightly divide the word of truth, you're inside Christ and you're going about your business either speaking things that have already been or speaking things that will be, or playing your role in the scroll. So if you're playing your role in the scroll as a truth teller and you understand the Bible and you know Revelation, then you're a prophet. But if you're speaking contrary to the word, you're a false prophet. So everybody is speaking inside of God. You're not outside of God. Nothing is. No created things outside of God. So either you're part of the solution, part of the flow, the script,
Let me put my seatbelt on. Seatbelt law, ridiculous.
Everybody. Somebody made a comment. They said, "Yeah, you get in a flow of talk, and then you have to interrupt, and then you get right back on." They thought it was funny. It is kind of funny. But anyway, everybody's a prophet or a false prophet, because God's compilation is happening. God's story is happening. The future, if you want to call it a future, but the future dispensation of the tribulation, the millennium, the new heaven and new earth, it's happening, people. It's happening right now. It's actually written everywhere. The whole truth is written everywhere, and I know it's hard to see, but as you speak, as you live, as you go about your life, as you repeat the time experience, every day is the same. You're just repeating the time experience, but what's happening, you're growing in the inner man. So as you grow more and as you approach the truth more, you become more prophetic. That's why when you see somebody write a movie, you say, "Well, the movie prophesied this happening." Yeah, everything's in God. Everything's either a prophet or a false prophet. And you see movies start to appear in the hologram, because it's holy. Hologram means holy writ. It means completely written by the hand of one person. So you as a character in the script, if you're speaking the truth, if you're seeking God, you're a prophet. Now, I'm not calling you Jonah and all them. God used them to write the book. But you're actually writing a book too. Your actions, your heart, your mind, it's all connected, people. It's all connected. You're not outside of God. You can't think outside of God. And so as the dispensations approach the end of the age, the the next age, the next series of dispensing of truth. What is a dispensation? You might say, well, how can there be no time and there's dispensations? The word dispensation means to dispense. Like you go to the infirmary, a school or in the military, and they dispense. It's called the dispensary. Because why? Because they dispense medicine to heal you. So truth is, God is dispensing the truth in different dispensations. And so you're being healed. Mankind is, as we approach the culmination of the ages, mankind is seeing the whole picture, the fractal, holographic, quantum reality, that it's all in Christ, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So you're being dispensed truth through the dispensation, and you're being healed. This is why the deep state is always fighting to hide truth, you know. That's why China's hiding the truth. They hate the prophets that are revealing it. Just like in the old time, they killed the prophets. Blood is on their hand. Jezebel, she killed the prophets. She wanted to kill Elijah. "I'm going to kill you." Elijah took those 450 prophets. I gotta eat my food. But Elijah took those 450 prophets and said, made a bet with them. If your God's God, or is my God God? And 450 prophets were killed. And Jezebel was using those prophets as flying monkeys to prop herself up. And so the whole nation of Israel was deceived by the false prophets. Just like the media now. Just like Trump was revealing that the media was all lies. And so the whole nation is deceived by the lies and the YouTube and people that are false prophets. And so those of us who are truth tellers, speaking the truth into the system, and truth teller just goes back to, actually goes back to the word soothsayer. Sooth goes back to tooth, which goes back to truth. You might say, how can sooth go back to truth and tooth? Because your teeth, when you cut a word, you cut food into parts. When you take and you eat food, your teeth cut food into parts. It goes into parts. It breaks down, goes into your stomach. The nutrients become a part of you. And so just like rightly dividing the word of truth, the soothsayers or the truth speakers are rightly dividing the Bible, the truth, and giving you some truth. And every time you speak, you destroy the false prophets, the lies of the flying monkeys of the Jezebel spirit, Babylon. And so every time you speak, you're like a prophet, because you're a soothsayer, you're a truther, you're breaking it into parts, and you're getting back to source code. And because if you go back to source code, who is source? Jesus is source, the word. And so as you're approaching source code, you become more and more of a prophet, because you're in tune with the Holy Spirit, Jesus, God, the Bible, absolute truth. As you move away from the source code, you try to be your own God, and you become a false prophet. So old people who get older, who are narcissistic Jezebels, they lie more and more and more and more, and they can't help it because they're on that path. You're on the truth path. They're on the anti-truth path. You understand what I'm saying? So everybody's either a prophet, eventually you get in tune, or a false prophet. That's why it's best not to teach if you don't know what you're talking about. Because if you don't know what you're talking about, you're kind of speaking as a false prophet, bringing a curse on yourself. Hope that helps somebody.